जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता चंद्र जय गौर वृंदा चंद्र जय 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 श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय अद्वैत गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिविजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर वशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिविजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवास्ती गौरभक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग महाविष्णुदाय कृष्ण I really want to profusely thank you for being here and giving me a chance to share some realizations and glorify Chaitanya Charitamrita. I humbly bow down at your lotus feet and anybody who is listening online and would listen online later, please say a prayer so that and bless me so that maybe we can share something worthwhile and our taste for chanting increases. That's our sincerest prayer. So, thank you once again. We are in Madhya Leela, chapter 23. And the title is of the chapter is Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead. CC Madhya 23.51. Lord Chaitanya and Sanatan Goswami's dialogues are going on. अनुभव स्मित नृत्य गीतादि उद्भास्वरा अनुभव स्मित नृत्य गीतादि उद्भास्वरा స్తంభాది సాత్విక అనుభవేరా భీతరా, సాత్విక అనుభవేరా భీతరా, అనుభవాస్మిత నృత్య గీతాది ఉద్వభాస్వరా. స్తంభాది సాత్విక అనుభవేరా భీతరా. Would anybody like to recite, please? Anubhav smita nritya gita di udbhaswar. Sambhadi satvika anubhavera bhitara. Anubhav smita nritya. Deus password. Sambhadi. Kavera vistara.
Anubhava smita nitya. Anita deus password. Sambhadi satika nu. Kavera vistara.
అనుభవ స్మిత నృత్య గీతాది ఉద్భాస్వర్ స్తంభాది సాత్విక అనుభవేరా భీతర. ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్? హరే కృష్ణ. సినానిమ్ పర్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఇసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ. అనుభవ సబార్డినేట్ ఎక్స్టసీ, స్మిత స్మైలింగ్, నృత్య డ్యాన్సింగ్, గీతాది సాంగ్స్ అండ్ సో ఆన్, ఉద్భాస్వర సిమ్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీలీ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్, స్తంభాది బీయింగ్ స్టాండ్ అండ్ అదర్స్, సాత్విక న్యాచురల్, అనుభవేరా భీతర within the category of subordinate ecstasies. Translation: the subordinate ecstasies are smiling, dancing and singing, as well as different manifestations in the body. The natural ecstasies, such as being stunned, are considered among the subordinate ecstasies, anubhava. Let's repeat: the subordinate ecstasies are smiling, dancing and singing, as well as different manifestations in the body. The natural ecstasies, such as being stunned, are considered among the subordinate ecstasies. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.21 describes Anubhava as follows. అనుభవస్తు చిత్తస్థ భావనాం అవబోధక తే బహిర్వ విక్రియా ప్రాయ ప్రోక్త ఉద్భాస్వరఖ్యాయ. ద మెనీ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎక్స్టాటిక్ సిమ్టమ్స్ ఆర్ బాడీలీ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్స్ విచ్ ఇట్ ఇండికేట్ ఎక్స్టాటిక్ ఇమోషన్స్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ ఉద్భాస్వర ఆర్ ద అనుభవాస్ bhavas or subordinate ecstatic expressions of love. Some of these symptoms are dancing, falling down and rolling on the ground, singing and crying very loudly, bodily contortions, loud vibrations, yawning, deep breathing, disregard for others, the frothing of saliva, mad laughter, spitting, hiccups and other similar symptoms. All these symptoms are divided into two divisions, Shita and Kshepana. Singing, yawning and so on are called Shita. And for any Sanskrit scholars, Shita means cold actually. Shita Kapat means refrigerator, where Kapat means like cupboard. So Shita means is cold. Like singing, yawning, they are considered cold. And And dancing and bodily contortions are called kshepana. Actually, kshepana or kshepanastra, the word coming from it, like weapon, actually means like a kshepanastra would mean a missile that's launched. So it's something that is launched or thrown energetically. That's kshepana. And so those symbols are like dancing, body contortions. It's like the body just like launches into some different position or it gets thrown by inside. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes the following verse from the Vedic literature describing Udbhaswara. Udbhasante swa dhamniti prokta udbhaswara buddhi nivi uttariya dhammila shamshanam gatramotanam. The ecstatic symptoms manifest in the external body of a person in ecstatic love are called Udbhaswara by learned scholars. Some of these are a slackening of the belt and a dropping of clothes and hair. Others are bodily contortions, yawning or trembling of the front portion of the nostrils, heavy breathing, hiccuping and falling down, and rolling on the ground. These are external manifestations of emotional love. Stambha and other symptoms are described in Madhya Leela 14.167. Thank you. I'm sure many of you can speak much better. I'm even having trouble pronunciating shlokas. So please forgive me. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a very advanced topic about bhavas and how the person displays emotions. So I thought even for my own self, I was revising what is the simplest way of understanding these things. We start with a devotee starts with just Shraddha, Adav Shraddha, Tatha Sadhu Sangha. Shraddha means faith. We start with simple faith and then we go on to Sadhu Sangha. We go seek out association of devotees. Then Bhajana Kriyat. Then we start chanting, start doing kirtans. Tato Anartha Nivritti. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, thereafter, one is initiated by the spiritual master and executes the regulative principles under his orders. Thus, one is freed from all unwanted habits. So that's the anartha nivritti stage. And then becomes firmly fixed in a devotional service, that is nishtha. Thereafter, one develops taste and attachment. So one develops the ruchi and nishtha. And this is the way of sadhana bhakti, the executing creation of devotional service. So this is vaidhi bhakti. We know that according to regulative principles. So I just wanted to discuss a little bit about anartha nivritti. I was looking for definition of anartha nivritti for a while. You know, I'm not at the ecstatic stage of chanting like you. What's your name, Prabhu? I forgot. Dancing, Gibram. What's your name, Prabhu? Akinchan Krishna Prabhu. You can see his dancing. It's a very advanced level. Mrukanda Prabhu's Mridanga playing. Or Karnapur Prabhu's so dedicated devotional service. Pundrik Vidyanidhi's complete Pundrik Prabhu's complete absorption in here, Chaitanya Charitamrita. My very good friend Dandakesh's complete absorption in being here. I'm not at that stage. I'm at anartha nivritti stage, where I try my best. So I was looking for definition of what is anartha nivritti. Some people say it's getting rid of material contamination. Have you heard that before? Getting rid of material contamination. And then I found a very nice meaning. It says that ana is not there, like opposite of artha. Artha means meaning. We are trying to find the meaning when it is not there. So suppose like we see a reflection of mango go in the lake and try to take the mango. You know, it won't make sense because the mango is not in the lake. The mango is on the tree somewhere and it's just the reflection. So similarly, the real joy is serving divine couple, Radha and Krishna. It's in the spiritual world. But we are trying to look at the reflection in the material world, amongst our loved ones, amongst even money. We can have attachment to money like it's Krishna or Radha. And we try to find the meaning and happiness in these things when it is not there. And that's the anartha. And in doing so, we in this anartha nivritti. And my very, very senior devotee has said that it's not that we start chanting and we take four regulative principle vows and anarthas vanish like overnight. We could be chanting, but our mind could be elsewhere. We could be doing sadhana, but we could get lazy. You know, like gambling at the possibility of doing rounds later. We could become procrastinate. We could leave the illicit sex, but there is still desire to control something. There's that still desire to lord it over something. We could leave intoxication. But we can be intoxicated with the pride. So the anartha nivritti takes a lot of time. But we carry on, and then, slowly we are on this raganuga path, which is called, raga is attachment and anuga is following. So we are on this path and we continue with some faith, and slowly we see this material contamination going away. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, whose class I took, gave very nice example. When we have bad habits, then it's like a pet dog with a rabies. Have you ever had a dog, pet dog, anybody? Yeah, you had a pet dog? Anybody? Okay. So imagine having a pet dog. You love it. You know, it's like second self sometimes. You play with it, it gives joy. But you realize that, I mean, this happens in India, I guess, that it has rabies. And then you have to keep it away from yourself. Because if it bites you, you get that rabies, right? So imagine having a pet dog. It comes to you. It's like a, it's cute. It looks cute. It looks the same. But you can't touch it. You can't give him attention. And even if you let him go one time, he's going to think, oh, my master is just playing with me. He's going to be here because that's what it's used to. So that's how our material contaminations are, like that pet dog. It will keep on coming, keep on coming. These desires, they are like Kaliya serpenthoods. They will keep on popping up until you're so firm in chanting Krishna's name that you consistently say no to it. It may be for some people social media, going on social media. For other people, maybe going on WhatsApp. For others, maybe watching movies. For others, maybe something else. But we have to get rid of anarthas. Or for somebody, it may be just plain complaining. They don't find anything good. They complain that, oh, you know, the water was flowing or whatever, you know. So we have to get rid of this anarthas. And then there's a treasure house of love waiting for us. We read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 23rd chapter, 5th verse and 7th verse, what is Ragatmika and Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is when we try to follow in the footsteps of some advanced devotee. So this stage comes when we have gotten rid of all the our anarthas, material contamination, and we are sincerely practicing sadhana. We are following all the regulative principles. And then we come to this Raganuga Bhakti, where there is an intense attachment and love for Krishna. And when after Raganuga Bhakti stage is a Ragatmika Bhakti. And Ragatmika Bhakti is the attachment for Krishna is so strong that he is your life and soul. You cannot but just depend on Krishna. You cannot just but think of Krishna. In Raganuga Bhakti, you could say, oh, I'm chanting 16 rounds because I took a vow, right? But in Ragatmika Bhakti, your desire is so strong that you may say, oh, I'm chanting 32 rounds because I cannot stop. So that's the difference between Raganuga and Ragatmika Bhakti. And then we come to the platform of these ecstatic symptoms. And Karnapur Prabhu, would you please show me Chaitanya Charitamrita, 23rd chapter, 5th shloka, and then 7th shloka. So here we read that we have Veda base on. Yeah. We're just there. Same 23rd chapter. Yeah. 23.5, the shloka. This was just spoken like maybe 5-6 classes of Chaitanya Charitamrita ago. So 5-6. So here it says that Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Maybe we can do, since the shloka is on the screen, maybe we can read call and response way. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamshu Shamya Bhaka Ruchi Bhisa Chitta Man Ranya Kridasau Bhava Uchate. Translation. When devotional service is executed on the transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like sunray of love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart to be softened by various tastes, and one is then situated in bhava, emotion. And this verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.3.1. So this is called bhava. I just wanted to ask you, did everybody know this definition of bhava before? Some people knew, some others didn't. Okay, so maybe we can discuss a little more. one person has given the definite, like Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. When that Shuddha Sattva, which is internal potency of the Lord, goes in our heart, it's not that we try to absorb it or imbibe it. Krishna puts that internal potency in our heart, or it forcibly enters our heart, that Shuddha Sattva, which is not material mode of goodness. Then that stage is called Bhava. Our heart really softens. And when our heart is so soft, like a butter, you know, Krishna comes to steal it. That stage is Bhava. And actually, it took me a lot of time to figure out what every term here means. Like, even starting from Raganuga and Ragatmika Bhakti, or even definition of Anartha Nivritti. Because it's easy to read it, but when, like, how do we apply it? How do we really understand the meaning of it so we can use it? It took me some time, and actually it was a good challenge, because otherwise I would have never looked at the deeper meanings of these words. And Urmila Mataji has given really nice classes, and she has researched these definitions, and if you want to go to the original, go to her class. I'm a fake here, I'm just repeating like a parrot. And now text 7, Prabhu, just one more text down. Yeah. And here we learn what is prema and how does it develop. And we'll just go to the translation. When that bhava softens the heart completely. So you remember the bhava is when the heart starts getting softened. But now that emotion, that bhava has softened our heart completely, and we have become and becomes endowed with a great feeling of possessiveness in relationship to the Lord, and becomes very much condensed and intensified. It is called prema, love of Godhead, by learned scholars. So when we are, your heart is much more softer, and then we start having this possessive feeling for Krishna, then it is called prema by this acharyas. And one can either imitate or conceal these symptoms of bhava bhakti. So their love is so spontaneous that they cannot stop doing that. And we read in this purport that the devotees may hiccup or stop yawning, or they throw themselves on the ground. And one is called Shita, right? Shita means, we just read, Shita means like a cold. The cold symptoms are smiling, yawning. These are cold symptoms. And then kshepana, like a kshepanastra. You launch or throw yourself. And that could be dancing or contorting in your bodies. So these symptoms just manifest. It's like you don't have control over your body. Your hand is moving, but you don't have control to stop it. So this is what the purport, the gist of the purport is. So instead of discussing philosophy more, I thought we can share how Prabhupada showed these ecstasies. Prabhupada is as pure of a devotee as it can get, right? And so when he is displaying these symptoms quite rarely, and on a very special occasion where he could not stop them, then we got a glimpse of what these symptoms look like. And so the first video I would like you to play is from London Rath Yatra. So this Prabhupada was quite sick here, and he chose to go to London Rath Yatra instead of going for... You can start anywhere, Prabhu. It's just we need the sound. So you see tens of thousands of people are here. This is the Trafalgar Square, the famous Trafalgar Square. Is there no sound you can increase? It's on the video down there too, right? Or do you have to go? Okay. So here you see Prabhupada starts dancing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is ecstatic dancing. He was so sick, he could not even have reached London. And here he got so much into the ecstasy that he started dancing. And the crowd went crazy here. You would see a face of this woman. She could not believe herself that she's watching Prabhupada dancing. She's outsider, probably never met devotees before. So that was Prabhupada's dancing. And the second video is of Prabhupada crying. Now that if we don't have sound, then that won't come up. But Prabhupada is so, I will just try to play here. There's a down, there's a speaker button. Yeah, and the YouTube next to it. Yeah, okay, it's on. Okay, there's a video of Prabhupada's getting really emotional. He was thanking all his disciples. And he said, the real credit goes to you. This is a monumental historic day. And then Prabhupada could not stop his emotions, could not check his tears, and he started crying. So we see a glimpse of spiritual world where devotees show their ecstasies. And this is the video of Prabhupada smiling. Sally Agarwal is saying, you can just play the video, Prabhu. Sally Agarwal is in the background, I believe. And she said, it was such an oceanic smile of Prabhupada. I had never seen anybody smile like this. It was contagious. It was from, like a Lord Jagannath, one end to another end. And it was like such an innocent child. She said, just looking at his smile, you could become ecstatic. In another place, I was in India, and one Ayurvedic doctor said, you don't understand, you are devotees. You are naturally Prabhupada Nugas. And when you do certain actions, people follow you. You don't understand how much impact people may have. And I was like, okay, you're exaggerating. You know, I was thinking in my mind, this person is exaggerating. This was at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. No, he said, you don't understand. At one point, Prabhupada came to a place and one person saw him spitting. That's it, spitting. But he spits out things so royally that this person became devotee later. And he said, this is not an exaggeration. So the way our body moves, the way we talk, the way we connect with other devotees, people get affected. We may not think that these are our ecstasies or this is something noticeable happening, but people observe it. My another friend, she used to be going on the local train. You know, Indian local trains where tens of thousands of people travel on one railway, and somehow they all survive, which proves that Krishna exists. And she would say that, oh, you know what? Come sit here. She said, how do you know it's my spot? She said, I've been observing you devotees forever. And I have never seen such a pure love, pure smiles. I want to be like one of you. Can you tell me more? You know, because that day, some other devotees were not present. And she would not leave my friend. And finally, she became devotee just because the way she saw devotees smile and hug each other. So we different bhavas manifest in our body, I guess, and that really attracts others to Krishna. Do you have any examples of of your ecstasies other than probably even eating prasadam, yesterday's feast. Do you feel ecstatic after that? Chanting, you feel ecstasy, or dancing in the kirtan, let's say Bhadra Prabhu's Radhashtami kirtan. Do you have any? Yes, Prabhu? Yes.
Yesterday it was nice. There was a fire pit, and there was the water fountain was on, and there was nice smells in the air, and there was kirtan going on, and that was really nice.
Thank you. I really appreciate your sharing. What's your name, Prabhu?
My name is Aiden.
Nice. Thank you. Welcome to the temple. I'll tell you a story of Radharani, though. Are you okay? Would you like to hear the story of Radharani? Because here, Radharani's ecstatic symptoms draw Krishna's ecstatic symptoms out. So one day, Radharani was playing hide-and-seek. And she was playing hide-and-seek with her Ashtasakhis and Krishna. He was there. Now, it happened so that Radharani was the person whose duty it was to find everybody. Yeah. So her eight sakhis were, Ashtasakhis were hiding. It's Radharani, so it's easy for her to find them. They have certain style of giggling. They have an aroma from their body. They have an effulgence from them coming, the story says, okay? Indradyumna Swami narrated this story. And so slowly, but Radharani found all her Ashtasakhis. And then she went to find Krishna. And Krishna is so hard to find. Because of course, scriptures say Krishna can even hide within an atom. So how can you find Krishna? And this Krishna, as naughty as he gets, he was hiding far away from a hill. He was watching Radharani move. And she could not watch him because he was behind the trees. He was covering himself very well. So Radharani had found all the Ashtasakhis, and now it was her turn to find Krishna. So she kept on going little bit here and there, and every time that she could see Krishna, Krishna tried to cover himself much better. So she's tired. She's thinking, how can I find Krishna? First she said, maybe if I start walking, he must be around that hill, she figured out, because she had seen other places. My ankle bells were ringing. So she had this tinkling ankle bells. She started walking in such a beautiful gaze that even Cupid would be captured. So she's slowly walking. Her effulgence is there, her bodily beauty is there, her sweet smile is there, her tinkling of ankle bells is there. And then she said, I need to add something else. She said, Krishna's name has more power than Krishna. So let me start chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She started chanting that, and Krishna, Krishna, Krishna hai. She started walking. She came a little closer. And now Krishna got so captivated by her beauty and her walking and everything that he could not move. So because he could not move, she was coming closer and closer. He decided to crawl down. He could not crawl down. He kind of froze. And again, her chanting is getting louder and louder. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Her chanting is getting louder and louder. And then she finds Krishna, because he's frozen and he's standing and there's no cover anymore for him because she has already crossed that tree. And she goes, Krishna, I found you. Krishna goes, please stop chanting, Radharani. No, you admit that I won and you lost. So he goes, okay, I admit that you won and I lost, but please release me from this. So that is Krishna's ecstasy. He becomes like a frozen, like Jagannath. He cannot move. His hands go inside, and his eyes widen because he wants to observe Radha Rani's beauty. And his smile, you know, that ecstatic symptoms that we read about, smile. His smile becomes such a big smile like Lord Jagannath. And so he kind of freezes, and then she says, "You admit that I won?" And then Krishna admits, "Yes, yes, you won forever. And please release me from this spell." And then Radharani says, "Okay," and she stops chanting. And that place where this pastime happened is called Chada Chila. And this is why we chant. We chant so that not that we chant and we follow this path, because we get more attached to Krishna, and we also want to see Krishna getting more attached to us. We feel ecstasy on this path, and we also want to see Krishna becoming more ecstatic and enjoying the pastimes, you know. This is my understanding. Would anybody would like to add anything to this? Because I have very limited understanding. And so if you share, especially senior devotees, I would be so grateful. This was the hardest topic. Yes, please go ahead.
Why is this lady Radharani, why is she looking for Krishna? She can't find him. Why does she keep looking for Krishna?
Oh, because they are, okay, that's a very good question. They are playing hide and seek game. There's a story about Prabhupada narrates this story that there's a big person in London, and he made someone else wait for an hour. And when that person knocked in, said, "What was so important that you made me wait for 1 hour? This was a very important matter." He said, "I was being a horse ride for my grandson or son, little son." And so this is a pleasure they derive, is by when you have a relationship, you can play games and derive pleasure. So that, like that, Radha Rani and Krishna are friends, and they play hide and seek to have fun. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Thank you so much. And Prabhupada's disciples, when they first came to Vrindavan, they thought, "We are going to have just fun here. You know, we are going to just chant more and be absorbed in Krishna's mood and, you know, be ecstatic, doing ecstatic chanting, ecstatic dancing, ecstatic kirtan." And Prabhupada, what does he do? He gives you the cement bags and tells you to build the temple. And, you know, they said, "But Prabhupada, we don't want to do this." Prabhupada said, "No, this is your sadhana. This is what will please Krishna. And when we are trying to please Krishna, that is our ecstasy." And another example I saw that in my own life is when heart really softens and you have such ecstatic emotions, you really also want to please your spiritual master. And I say this in Vaisheshika Maharaj. I serve with under his guidance in the Sankirtan, North America Sankirtan team. And he does amazing book distribution. He is an inspiration for everybody. We have now 58 temples in North America, just US, reporting scores. And then 25 more centers are there in Canada. Now in Canada, during the winter, it's impossible. It's like temperatures below 10 degrees, 30 degrees. And still these devotees keep on going out and distributing books. They also use smart ways, and everybody like tries to help each other. It's all happening because Vaisheshika Prabhu has kind of attained bhava, I would say. We increased book distribution remittance, that money that goes to LABBT, by almost 60%. It's now at $2.4 million per year. The number of books also increased by millions. Our own Alachua temple, our BBT remittance has doubled this year. And we thank Mukhya Prabhu for her guidance, because usually a temple president needs to be encouraging for book distribution scores to go up. And we also see that, do you know what happened in Utah at the Spanish Fork Temple? The Spanish Fork Temple, there were gunfire shot. In June, the first day, they heard something, and they didn't know what it was. A couple of days later, they again heard a shot. And they were like, we don't know what happened. But then they saw that the window broke in the temple, one of the temple rooms. The window was broken and a bullet had gone through. And they counted the number of bullet holes in the structure next day. Next day, another shot firing happened. They were more cautious and worried about it now then. And then they counted. It was more than two dozen. Some say there were 30 shots fired, 30 bullet shells they found. And the damage is a lot. It's a hate crime. And then this amazing devotees, Charu and Vaibhavi, they came out and gave a statement that if we run away in this situation, then what would it speak about our faith? And we are going to do more now onwards. Because you know what? The community support has poured in. There's one student, he gave us a $15 donation. So, and he's from Brigham Young University, which means a hardcore Mormon boy. He gave them donation so that they could, that would go towards repairing the damage that has done, which was thousands of dollars because the structure is damaged by the bullets. And he said so many other people, so many policemen, many, many Mormon authorities came and gave donation or spoke in favor of Utah Krishnas, how this Krishna couple had changed the city. And here's the biggest thing. Their book distribution increased by 50%. Imagine being attacked by bullets and still going out and distributing books. Now that's the power that we want to manifest. That's the emotions we want to manifest to please our Guru and Gauranga. So these are some of my thoughts. If you would like to share anything, you're very welcome. Anytime you felt any ecstasy. Yes, Amrakanda Prabhu. I really appreciate your contribution in Mridanga playing.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Yes, I like to use the mind to, it's chanchala, it's fickle. The mind is fickle. But like Chanchalapati, Krishna, his name is Chanchalapati. So he's the husband of the goddess of fortune, who is also fickle when she is being pursued, especially by materialistic persons. So they want to capture her like Ravana, wanted to take Sita away from Ram. But we see what happened with him. So we should not allow our mentality, false ego, to be like this. So as devotees also, we're trying to make it here in this Kali Yuga, and you mentioned Anartana Vritti stage, and we understand that the Purusharthas are there, that we have our Dharma, our Artha, the Kama, the Moksha, and hopefully leading to Bhakti. But sometimes it seems to me like even devotees, we have our Varna Ashram Dharma, and then the Puro Dharma is Krishna consciousness. And so we're trying to put nice icing on the cake, but sometimes the cake is not so nice. Meaning that, you know, we're trying to put this sublime sweetness of Krishna consciousness on top of some material duty that we have that we may not be able to do it very nicely. So that the Shuddha Sattva is not there, right? So we're wrestling with these other modes of nature, Tamaguna, Rajaguna. And so, as you mentioned earlier, the pride can come and contaminate and this and that. Some negligence, some ignorance. So how to come back home, back to Radha Krishna's lotus feet over and over and over again. So Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this simple living, high thinking, right? And keep it sweet, 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 sweet. So madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje. So I think sometimes this nectar for which we're always anxious is like an open secret, you know, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, right? The Guhyam is the secret. So it's so simple, sometimes we miss it because we're looking for something more complex that the mind is trying to engage us in its service, right?
Yeah.
So the mind can be the best friend or the worst enemy. Yeah. So when we pay too much, when we give too much mind to the mind, then it drags us away, right? Like the uncontrolled. So the art of minding is in reminding of Krishna and never minding of Maya. Haribo. So I just wanted to share that and that sweet, sweet surrender that we are being called to come here. And just last night I was up very late with the program and then helping my son, and he was doing some work late. So I got to bed at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., but then I had a nice service, simple, sweet service, just to pick up my devotee friend, bring him here for the Guru Puja, to go for the Harinam. And I decided to stay. So Krishna's pulling me back. And that's one agreement I have with Krishna, that I don't pursue him so much because I'm, you know, lazy rascal. But when he calls me, I never say no. So I invite everyone to have that same agreement with Krishna.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Never say no.
Never say no.
Would you like to share anything? Any comments? Any tips? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Carly.
Carly, nice. Welcome. Is this your first time?
I went to the Festival of Lights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And I met someone here and went to two of her things online. And
oh,
her
nice.
I will share, I like when you shared that when David asked why they were playing hide and seek, and you said like they were friends and they like to play. When you have a relationship, it's like you want to find them or whatever. I'm not sure how to express it, but also what you said reminded me of a verse. I'm a Christian, so in the Bible, but I just forget the exact verse, but there may be something similar in your text. But like when you're talking about God, when you're talking about his ways and what he's doing or how great he is, it's like he bends his ear from heaven and listens. So
yeah.
He's listening and knowing that like you're proclaiming his name. So it's very powerful.
Thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's a famous painting in which Krishna is giving his ear. And a famous poet is singing his name.
Oh.
And that famous poet is blind.
What? Oh.
Yeah. And he's still singing.
So.
And the story is really sweet. And this poet is singing with so much love and devotion that Krishna cannot move. He's just putting his ear there. And there's one more story I can share. That will be the last thing, unless there's something online or Sitadi Muni has a final word. There's a story that one time Krishna's pastimes were narrated in Dwarka, and all the queens are there. And these pastimes are of Krishna and Balram when they were young, unmarried, and they had girlfriends. Mm. And when the stories are narrated inside, they go and keep their ears on the doors, closed doors. And
listen.
They become completely frozen, spellbound, because the nectar of the story is so sweet, they don't want to move. The name of God is so sweet, and his pastimes are so sweet. Thank you so much, Carly.
Thank you.
Sharing.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. It's okay.
Something in the Bible, or is it just a saying about bending the ear?
It's in the Bible.
What do you think, Old or New Testament, or do you have any idea?
Old. I want to Google it.
Yeah, Google it up.
I think the Old Testament.
Thank God for Google. But there's something devotees, Christians, though, often say, if you take one step towards God, he takes 10 steps towards you. I mean, he wants to reconnect, like, so much, like a parent, you know, look at the kid, just, you know. So is that there, that principle?
Hare Krishna. So one thing I want to make very clear is the goal of life is not to go back to Godhead.
Yeah.
The goal of life is not to see Krishna face to face. Only goal is to develop loving affection for him. So by like I love something, like Krishna is an object of love for Prabhupada. If you love Prabhupada, then you indirectly love Krishna too. As well, like developing love for Guru Maharaj, we were discussing. So, if I love Krishna and you are chanting Krishna's name, you become dear to me indirectly. And loving someone so much or having the feelings that my hairs on my body are standing or some other Ashta Sattvic Vikar or some, you know, those are high topics. Even understanding the definition takes a lot of, you know, dive.
Yeah.
So these are high topics and just we'll stick to the sadhana bhakti because that's the thing Prabhupada gave us. In the Siddha Pranali, there's a lot of things could be discussed, you know,
yeah.
But we stick to the process our acharyas have given.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, goal of life is not to go back to Godhead, but to love Krishna. Yeah. Vrindavan. Thank you so much, Prabhu. That's one of the best.
Even Andhra Prabhu used to say, I have my Swarup, but if you believe Prabhupada has given everything. You don't need nothing.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hariwa, hariwa. And one more thing is K-I-S-S. Keep it
simple and stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. But we are smart enough that we bring our stupidity to Krishna, and then he plants the seed of devotion in that soil of the soul. You know, we dandavata, we fall on the ground, like in the soil, in the dirt. So we understand Arjuna also, he was like, I'm falling at your feet, I can't figure it out myself. Now you please instruct me. So in the same way, we're coming to Guru, who's bringing us to Krishna, and that makes us simple and then sweet, because he can grow all of the transcendental mango trees in our heart and mind to be offerable to Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for sharing. Panchakalpatarubhyasya, Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namana. Thank you so much for your patience, especially senior devotees. Oh, Indrani Prabhu, you were there.